Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In Chicago, two comedian skeptics named Andy and Art were mysteriously abducted by the illusionary mastermind and conspiracy theorist known only as Mr. Bunker. The following serves as a record of Bunker's attempt to convince non-believers of the truth about conspiracies and paranormal activity. Andy and Art give an uninterrupted presentation and verdict on the plausibility of these offbeat topics, delivering what they call the whole enchilada. Will Mr. Bunker convince these two skeptics any of this is real? Will it convince you?
Hey, Bunkfuckers, it's Art.
And it's your old pal, Andy.
Listen, beefers, I know, cryptic, weird title for the episode. We're just going to come out and say it. We're going to rip the Band-Aid off real quick. Yeah, we're going on a little hiatus. We're going to take a little break from the show. We know you probably, your head is swimming with questions. This is monumental news.
Or either you're celebrating and you've turned this off, that there are some podcasts will stop appearing in your feed every week. You feel obligated to listen to them because it's just there.
A pity listen.
Yeah.
You no longer will have that curse upon you. You're probably wondering, like, okay, well, how long are you guys going to be on hiatus? We don't know. It's going to be indefinite. We don't know when we'll be back. And, yeah,
but we do have a desire to come back in some form.
Sure.
So,
it's just that, you know, things are a little hectic right now. It's tough to do a weekly show week in and week out. And, you know, things in our non-bunker life are, I mean, here's the thing. Obviously, I think when people listen to the show, Andy, we give off an impression that we are two guys who have it completely put together.
I think when people listen to this show, they say, like, here are two dynamic Chads. These are guys that grab the world by the balls and twist the balls and then throw the
world. They've got everything
down.
Planned out. Everything makes sense. Everything's just so easy. It's like easy street for these guys.
Right. It's clear that they have everything handled and they know what they're doing and they know what they're talking about. And there's never any doubt that any of that's true.
Now, this might come as a surprise, but that's not 100% the truth.
Right.
Sometimes in real life, we don't have a good handle on things, and we need to take a little break. Which I know. I mean, that's probably the biggest shocker.
Right. This is the number one thing. I know I can hear the jaws dropping already across the world as people struggle with this, but it is true.
I think it's great that we're doing obnoxious bits on a episode that's like semi-real.
Supposed to be real and heartfelt, and meanwhile, here we are, just making fun of the whole situation. But you would expect no less from us, would
that's
you?
That's what you come to the table for.
You know, we will be doing stuff, you know, personally, yeah, during the hiatus.
People might be wondering, well, like, what the hell are you guys going to be doing? And it's like, what do you guys have planned? What's going on? It's like, oh, okay, well, I mean, we can give a little peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
Like, you've got a few things going on, Andy.
And yeah, I have a few balls up in the air right now, and it's taken a lot of my time, to be honest. You know, I started up a school for people to learn how to be elephant trainers. Well, I should say how to train elephant trainers. So we don't work with any actual elephants. It's all about how people. It's about becoming an educator for elephant trainers.
Right.
So like we train the people who train people who work with elephants.
Right.
I started up that school and it's busy. We've got a lot of applicants to manage.
So many people want to learn how to train people to train elephants.
I mean, honestly, this is a field that's really exploding right now. There are a lot of job opportunities out there and people. The problem is that there's not a lot of
elephants have never been hotter.
There's not a lot of qualified elephant trainers out there. And, you know, we're one of the few accredited bodies capable of training people to train elephant trainers.
You're accredited by the Lion King.
Right. You know, and we've
the Council of Elephants,
We, you know, are loathed by PETA, of course, because it's all about training circus elephants. And, you know, you do have to talk about maintaining the shackles and things that keep them from going on a rampage, drugging them.
As they're wont to do.
But we have to teach the elephant trainers this stuff. You know, it's not always pleasant, but it's a necessary evil, I guess you could say. I've also started up a company that repurposes Amazon boxes. So when people get their Amazon boxes, we have like collection bins. Mm-hmm. It's mostly in Chicago right now, but you can go take your Amazon boxes there and we will just tape over the Amazon tape with a different kind of tape and then reuse the box as a box.
Now, there's also an initiative with that business to build cool, badass like cardboard armor and like cardboard stuff, cardboard houses, cardboard, you know, cars.
Yeah. If for whatever reason, the boxes are unsuitable for reuse as, you know, another box, we do take the boxes and repurpose them into a world of imagination. Where
kind of like when Ed, Edd n Eddy built a whole city full of cardboard people and then they got lost in it.
I think it's a little bit different than that.
Oh, okay.
But and this is kind of an original idea. So my cardboard city is based on dreams that I have and I keep a dream journal and then I have a team of three unpaid interns that are responsible for building the boxes into whatever my dreams are. So there's a lot of...
And those unpaid interns, those are the elephants from your training program, right?
The
elephant trainers train.
Right. The elephant trainers trained by my elephant training school trainers are trained then to build those boxes up in ways that match my dreams.
You got a lot going on.
I got a lot going on. I also...
there's a third thing.
Yeah, I just opened a chain of fast casual Italian restaurants. Called Bobby Bologna's.
Bobby Bologna's.
Yeah, it's all based on this fictional character I created named Bobby Bologna. Uh-huh. And, you know, his name is spelled Bologna, but we call it Bologna because he's Italian-American. So
right. This is very offensive to me.
Yeah, this is very super. There's a lot of super offensive stuff to Italians if you go into the restaurant. That's that's like one thing we really lean into. You know, it's like, oh, we've got the like, oh, you can,
I think that'll go well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, it's like, oh, it's, you can get like, oh, greasy pizza.
Mm-hmm.
You get a mustachioed mostaccioli.
Mm-hmm.
It's got hair in it. Dark hair. To add to the like Italian theme.
Right.
There's wild animals inside the restaurant, like goats and sheep. You know, there's like ancient fake garlic and chili peppers hanging on the wall. I think it's going to be a real big hit. Right now we're like testing out we're basically
focus groups
test market here in Chicago, and we've also, you know, it's because I got so much going on, I kind of have to leverage all of my projects into one. So the elephants from the circus are their wait staff and the kitchen staff. But front of house is an elephant trainer.
Okay, good, good. I was about to say. You can't have an elephant taking people's coats and doing things with their hats and stuff and like seating them. Elephants don't know how to do that. But they can make pizzas.
But they can make pizzas and they can deliver it to a table for sure. So come on out and try Bobby Bologna's.
Come on out. Yeah, unfortunately, you know, I won't be around to see a lot of those businesses come to fruition, but I wish you the best of success. Of course, you know this. I've talked to you about this. I am moving to Dagestan.
Right.
I hope to train Ma with Khabib and his whole camp. You know, a big part of the reason why I've always wanted to train Ma is I'm a big UFC fan and I've just always really been into Emma. And I just think the Dagestanis, one, I just really like those big fluffy hats too. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of it for me.
Right.
It's like, well, you know, Arthur, you have no training. You've never been in a fight. You've never taken martial arts. You're not even that athletic. And it's like, yeah, but I really like those big fluffy hats they wear after the big fights.
Right.
And I would really like to wear a couple of those big fluffy hats. I think they're very cool. Definitely keep your head warm. Most stylish hat I've ever seen.
Right.
So I'm going to move to Dagestan to do that. Never been to Dagestan. I don't speak Russian. You know, I know nothing about the culture there. I think I'll fit in though. I think people honestly, I'm very good at making people like me. I'm a very likable person. I think Khabib and his whole camp, they'll have no reason not to take me in and train me all their trainings and make me into the world's greatest MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll win UFC and I'll get to wear a big fluffy hat after I win and talk to Joe Rogan. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is really a dream for you to train in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the people that I know, you're probably the most into MMA, and you know, I wish you,
well, I also look the best in a big fluffy hat.
Yeah. You've got a good head for a hat. And it's a shame you don't wear more hats, honestly.
Big fluffy hats.
Well, yeah. I mean, any hat, honestly.
No, I'm not big. I don't like other hats in it. I want the big fluffy hats.
I mean, you'd look good in a Stetson hat.
They
you'd
always look, wear those big fluffy hats.
It looks good.
You know the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do. I love Dagestan.
Well, I might swing over into Kazakhstan, too. Any of the stands, really.
Right.
Just kind of hang out. Wrestle
Tajikistan.
People. Just start some MMA fights around. Town.
Yeah, just around town. Just cranking out MMA fights in the middle of the street.
Well, Dana White brings me to Fight Island, lets me start fighting some other MMA fighters.
Yeah, I think, you know, let me know when you end up on Fight Island.
Yeah.
Because I have a feeling that Bobby Baloney's could be an official watch location.
Well, I would love to introduce you to Dana White after I get to meet him and I become the world's greatest MMA fighter.
Yeah. Does Dana White have any elephants?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm sure he does.
I could train somebody to train those elephants for
you. You could. I think there's a lot of ways you and I can work together.
Yeah.
And we could take over Fight Island.
Yeah.
I mean, why? I mean, here's the thing. Why isn't the UFC have elephant trainers fighting?
That's true.
Not elephants. No. Elephant trainers.
Right. The elephants would work the pavilion.
The elephants will be the referees.
They'll be delivering drinks.
The elephants will be the ring girls.
Right.
They will also be the coaches.
Yeah. There'll be medical staff. Elephants are very smart.
They'll be commentating.
They can be trained to do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
If only you have the right trainer trained by the right person.
Uh-huh. So there's good stuff happening, Bunk Funkers. There's good stuff happening. We wouldn't take a break if it didn't matter. And obviously,
all of this stuff is super important.
All of that stuff is very important. Yeah. But obviously, it goes without saying that, not to say that, you know us, We're modest, we're humble, we think nothing of what we do, but we do read every message.
Every hate-filled comment.
Well, the hateful comments, but the nice ones too, and it's obvious that, you know, there are a group of people who really enjoy listening to the show week in and week out, and that they...
Mystifyingly
so, it makes no sense, but, you know, you guys have enjoyed this, you've supported this, and of course, I mean, it's like... It shocks us every single time, but we are internally grateful and thankful of that. And we know that this show is a nice escape, or it's like just a fun thing to look forward to week in and week out. And it sucks that it's going to be on a little break, a little hiatus here. It's not going to be around for a little while.
But just know that
we
will likely be back in the future
mm-hmm.
with some more content.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll echo everything Art said. Thank you for all this support. It's very humbling.
It is. Yeah, I mean, you know, so there's plenty of fun episodes. And there might be a little teaser drop here or there. You never know. You know, keep checking it out. But yeah, for the most part, yeah, no timetable to return or anything like that. But we will rise again like the glorious Phoenix.
Just like the city of Phoenix. Rising from the asses. That's how that story went, right?
Yeah.
That story's about like Phoenix
mm-hmm.
and how like there was a giant.
Arizona.
that on it, and it crushed the whole city. But then when the giant stood up, it turned out that there's some of the city was stuck in his butt, and it sort of like just landed where it was. And this phoenix rose again from the ashes.
Mm-hmm. No, that's 100% how it happened.
Yeah.
That's how Phoenix got its name.
Yeah.
Arizona, they love ass. You know, obviously, I think, too, Mr. Bunker, right? We don't know what he's going to be up to. We didn't really talk this over with him. But he might still be antagonizing us. But we think we're going to be busy enough that he'll probably leave us alone.
Yeah.
But if any of you have any run-ins or come in contact with Mr. Bunker, you got to let us know.
Yeah, if he starts abducting you every week.
Right.
And makes you podcast in place of us.
I don't know how much help we can be, because we kind of get duped by him week in and week out. And it's a thing that, you know, it's whatever.
I mean, he's very tricky.
He's very crafty. But hopefully when I'm over in Dagestan training, I'll be able to finally fight off Mr. Bunker once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And you're training all these elephant trainers who can then lead a horde of elephants. We'll kind of have like a Lord of the Rings Return of the King style battle.
Yeah, that's true.
We have all these badass elephant riders.
Yeah, and I guess Mr. Bunker is Gandalf in this.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I guess he gets to be the good guys then, huh?
Yeah, we pick the bad guys.
Oh, fuck. Whatever. Nazguls are cool.
This is the one time the bad guys are going to win, though.
Yeah.
Life's not a movie.
I don't know, Andy, any other parting remarks before we sign off for a little bit?
I just want to say thanks again to all you beefers out there, especially the proud patrons of this show.
That's right.
You've made doing this so much fun for the last few years. Like, what is it, like almost 3 years?
Holy shit, yeah.
So it's been a lot of fun. And I don't know what the future holds, but that'll be fun too.
That will be fun too. And yeah, it has been really nice to get all the feedback and the love and the support and the messages and the just everything, man. It's like it's wild, you know, to do something that's honestly just, you know, we get abducted every week. That's real. That's all very real.
Yeah.
That's not a joke. No, all those that are stuff true happens. Stories. And but, you know, at the end of the day, Andy and I always make the best of every situation. We never complain. But we, at the end of the day, this show has always been about two friends trying to make each other laugh. And it's cool to see there's so many people out there who are like, they also get it and they like that humor
right.
And it brings them joy.
It's crazy to think how many people are walking around with active brain damage and find this show funny.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. But no, you're right, Andy. Yes. Thank you again to the Bunk Funkers and the patrons and just everybody in general. I don't know. There's not much else you can say.
No.
It's crazy.
No.
Your thanks and everything you send to the content creators or whoever, you know, you send them a little. It really means the world to them. So, you know, yeah, it really does. You know, those emails are cherished and the nice, kind messages as well. And the hate, too.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. We like the hate.
Nice.
That fuels us.
We get riled up.
We get wound up. Keep the hate flowing. Keep the love flowing.
Andy, shall you give him a? Should we give him one last yummy and a whole enchilada sign off to seal the deal here?
Yeah, I think not for the titular Mr. Bunker, but for my fecund co-host Art Stone. This is Andy Hart saying that. Was the whole enchilada
for now
yummy.
'A news story gets shared by a friend on social media, or you catch a tweet that really makes your blood boil. But how do you separate fact from fiction? That's the premise behind Disinformation, a 10-part series from Evergreen Podcasts and Emergent Risk International coming this fall. Tune in to Disinformation wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, don't believe everything you read.